This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 104, Biography of Amy Klobuchar, the Senator from Minnesota. General information. Amy Jean Klobuchar is a prominent American politician serving as the senior United States Senator from Minnesota since 2007. She is a member of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, which is the Minnesota affiliate of the Democratic Party. Klobuchar has gained national recognition for her legislative work, her pragmatic approach to politics, and her presidential campaign in the 2020 election. Early life and education. Born on May 25, 1960, in Plymouth, Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar grew up in a family deeply involved in public service. Her father, Jim Klobuchar, was a well-known journalist and columnist for the Star Tribune, while her mother, Rose, was an elementary school teacher. Her mother's battle with Alzheimer's disease later influenced Klobuchar's advocacy for health care issues. Klobuchar attended Wayzata High School, where she was active in debate and student government. She then went on to Yale University, graduating with a degree in political science in 1982. During her time at Yale, she was involved in various political activities, which sparked her interest in law and public policy. After Yale, Klobuchar attended the University of Chicago Law School, earning her Juris Doctor degree in 1985. Her legal education was pivotal in shaping her career, providing her with the tools to address complex legislative issues. Early career. Following her graduation from law school, Amy Klobuchar began her legal career in private practice, focusing on corporate law. She worked at the law firm Dorsey & Whitney in Minneapolis, where she honed her skills in legal analysis and advocacy. In 1998, Klobuchar was appointed by Minnesota Attorney General Hubert H. Humphrey III as a partner at the law firm, where she specialized in cases involving child protection, domestic abuse, and consumer protection. This role allowed her to engage directly with issues affecting the community, further fueling her interest in public service. Her work in the legal field was marked by her commitment to justice and fairness, qualities that would later define her political career. She also served as a prosecutor in Hennepin County, dealing with cases that ranged from violent crimes to white-collar offenses. Election history. Amy Klobuchar's political career began in earnest when she ran for Hennepin County Attorney in 1998, a position she won and held until 2006. Her tenure was noted for her efforts in reducing domestic violence and improving the efficiency of the county's legal system. In 2006, Klobuchar decided to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Mark Dayton. She won the Democratic primary and then the general election with 58% of the vote, defeating Republican candidate Mark Kennedy. Her campaign focused on her record of public service, her legal expertise, and her promise to bring a pragmatic approach to Washington. Since her initial election, Klobuchar has been re-elected three times. In 2012 with 65% of the vote, in 2018 with 60%, and she is currently serving her fourth term. Her consistent re-election reflects her broad appeal and effectiveness in representing Minnesota's interests. Political stances. Amy Klobuchar is known for her centrist, pragmatic approach within the Democratic Party. She has positioned herself as a bridge builder, often working across the aisle to pass legislation. On *healthcare*, Klobuchar supports the Affordable Care Act and has advocated for measures to lower drug prices and expand access to affordable health care. She has also been vocal about mental health issues, influenced by her mother's condition. In terms of economic policy, she focuses on job creation, infrastructure investment, and supporting small businesses. Klobuchar has pushed for policies that would help the middle class, including tax reforms and initiatives to boost rural economies. Regarding climate change, she supports renewable energy development and has co-sponsored bills aimed at reducing carbon emissions. She advocates for a balanced approach that considers both environmental protection and economic implications for workers in traditional energy sectors. On **foreign policy**, Klobuchar has been a proponent of strong U.S. leadership in international affairs. She has supported NATO, advocated for human rights, and has been involved in efforts to address global health crises and security threats. Gun control **is another area where Klobuchar has been active, pushing for background checks, closing loopholes in gun sales, and supporting measures to prevent gun violence. Her stance reflects her commitment to public safety while respecting the Second Amendment. Her **** judicial philosophy **, leans towards moderation, often supporting judges who interpret the law rather than legislate from the bench, though she has criticized some of President Trump's judicial nominees for their perceived lack of impartiality. Amy Klobuchar, the senior senator from Minnesota, has garnered significant support due to her pragmatic approach to politics, which resonates with many constituents and voters across the nation. Her reputation as a centrist Democrat who can work across the aisle has made her a favorite among those who value bipartisanship and effective governance. Klobuchar's ability to pass legislation with bipartisan support showcases her skill in navigating the often polarized environment of Washington, D.C. Her background as a prosecutor before entering politics gives her a unique perspective on law and justice, appealing to voters concerned with public safety and legal reform. She has been a strong advocate for criminal justice reform, pushing for changes that address systemic issues while still maintaining public safety. This balance is particularly appealing to those who believe in a justice system that is both fair and effective. Klobuchar's focus on rural issues has also won her support in Minnesota, where rural communities play a significant role in the state's economy and culture. She has championed policies aimed at supporting agriculture, broadband access, and healthcare in rural areas, understanding that these issues are critical for the vitality of these communities. Her efforts to bridge the urban-rural divide have made her a bridge builder in a time when such divides are often exploited for political gain. Her personal story, including her battle with breast cancer, has humanized her in the eyes of many, showing resilience and a commitment to health issues. This personal narrative not only endears her to voters but also underscores her advocacy for healthcare reform, particularly in making healthcare more accessible and affordable. Her transparency about her health struggles has made her a relatable figure, especially to those who have faced similar challenges. Moreover, Klobuchar's campaign style, characterized by her Midwestern charm and straightforward communication, has been a breath of fresh air for many who are tired of the often vitriolic political discourse. Her ability to connect with people on a personal level, often seen in her town hall meetings and community engagements, fosters a sense of trust and relatability. This approachability is a key factor in why many feel she represents their interests genuinely. Finally, her legislative record, which includes significant contributions to infrastructure, environmental protection, and consumer rights, demonstrates her commitment to tangible improvements in everyday life. Her work on the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, for instance, has direct implications for job creation and economic development, which are priorities for many Americans. Her consistent focus on practical, impactful legislation rather than just political rhetoric has solidified her support base. One of the primary reasons people do not support Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, revolves around her perceived lack of progressive policies. Many voters, especially those on the left side of the political spectrum, feel that Klobuchar does not push hard enough for transformative changes in areas like healthcare, climate change, and economic inequality. Her more centrist approach is often criticized as being too cautious or not bold enough to address the systemic issues facing the country. This has led to a disconnect with voters who are looking for a candidate with a more aggressive stance on these critical issues. Another significant point of contention is her record on criminal justice reform. Critics argue that Klobuchar, during her tenure as Hennepin County Attorney, was too harsh on crime, leading to policies that disproportionately affected minority communities. Her past decisions, including her handling of cases involving police misconduct, have come under scrutiny, particularly in light of the national conversation on racial justice and police reform. This history has alienated voters who see her as part of the problem rather than a solution to systemic racism within the legal system. Her campaign style and public persona also draw criticism. Some view Klobuchar as lacking the charisma or the dynamic presence that can energize a voter base. Her approach, often described as pragmatic and steady, might appeal to some. But for others, it lacks the inspirational quality needed to mobilize support, especially in a political climate where enthusiasm can be a significant factor in voter turnout. Her sometimes perceived as out of touch with the grassroots movements that drive much of the current political activism. There's also the issue of her staff treatment. Reports have emerged about Klobuchar's demanding nature towards her staff, with some former aides describing a toxic work environment. While she has acknowledged her high expectations, the negative publicity around these reports has painted her as potentially difficult to work with, which can reflect poorly on her leadership capabilities in the eyes of the public. This aspect of her personality has been used by detractors to question her suitability for higher office where team management is crucial. Lastly, her foreign policy views have been a point of contention. Some critics argue that Klobuchar's foreign policy lacks a clear vision or a strong stance on international issues, particularly in how she addresses conflicts or human rights abuses. Her more traditional, bipartisan approach to foreign affairs might be seen as too conciliatory or not assertive enough in an era where many demand a more robust response to global challenges. This has led to skepticism among voters who prioritize a strong, clear foreign policy stance. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.